This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 on the evening edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and joining us for the market wrap in the studio is our very own Sabrina Magdalene from the news team. So our story today, it's quite dismal, it seems. It's about KL City Hall's book kiosk initiative. DB KL recently set aside about 4 million ringgit under its budget for the project, but sadly, these books have been vandalized barely 2 days after being installed. What's going on there, Sabrina?
Yeah, this was an interesting report by The Star that shows why we don't always get good things here. The idea by DBKL is to set up 65 free book kiosks in 19 locations, and by the end of last month, they completed the target. It was to instill reading habits among the public, of course, so people can even take these books home and return them back. But the response was disappointing, according to the KL mayor. Just a few days after the first kiosk was set up back in May, it was actually vandalized. A repurposed fridge that was turned into a book kiosk on Jalan Ta was left in a sad state. I mean, the door was broken and the books were gone. Some videos reportedly showed several children playing with the door handle and hiding inside the kiosk. Another one at Medan Tuanku became a cupboard for a homeless man. Checks found that there were no books inside, and a homeless man was keeping his clothes, shoes and other personal belongings inside. Other kiosks in Taman Tasik, Titi Wangsa, Bukit Bintang and Kampung Medan Tuanku were also badly vandalized, with power cables and signage ripped out. There's another one at Menara Wawasan DBKL 3. The kiosk is part of a bus stop. Unfortunately, people are now parking their motorcycles there instead.
I'm just like aghast now. I really don't know what to say. I mean, 4 million ringgit is a lot of investments, you know, and I'm just wondering what the follow-through is on the part of the local government to you know, to check up on what's going on, right, and how this can be rectified, because clearly the money has been spent, but, you know, like, what can the government do now?
Yeah, and I guess at the same time, you know, trying to really figure out why these booths are not appreciated as much as they are. And, you know, I think for what it's worth, at least, you know, the authorities are listening. They are paying attention and they are looking at what's going on, right? For example, Kuala Lumpur Mayor Datuk Noor Hisham Ahmad revealed that he's quite upset, but he's willing to give city folks a second chance to inculcate the joy in reading again. He says people can take the books home if they like it, but they must bring it back. He also urged people to bring and donate their own books. He said this idea is really to get the public to pick up a book and read while waiting for the bus or having their coffee. Well, clearly this isn't happen, and you know, I can understand how frustrating this is.
Yeah,
exactly. The entire project took a long time to be executed, and it wasn't easy. I mean, a lot of people worked on it. The mayor himself is reportedly an avid reader, and he's passionate about books. He said back in the day, it was not easy to get access to books unless people go to the library. I remember renewing my library card just to get to the nearest library, you know. And for example, his favorite books were those by Enid Blyton, and they were hard to get.
Oh, wow.
I can hardly find them now. Huh. So when Kuala Lumpur was named the World Book Capital for 2020 by UNESCO in 2018, the mayor thought that providing access to mini libraries in the city will be empowering. He took some inspiration from Europe. DBKL then set up a team to source for old refrigerators and telephone booths from dumpyards to be repurposed into book kiosks that will be placed in locations with high foot traffic. In the process, they also face a lot of challenges, you know, but they succeeded in making this a reality under the 4 million ringgit budget. So now DBKL has given the project until next April to gauge its effectiveness. DBKL pointed out that it cannot keep repairing the vandalized kiosks and spend money. They urge all local folks to accept that the book kiosks as an asset belonging to the city. They want to make the kiosk permanent and a signature feature in the city. But all of this will depend on, you know, public ownership over the shared communal properties in the coming months. This will determine whether or not DBKL wants to keep this project going.
Right, and the kiosks were mostly set up in the city's heritage trails as well as the area surrounding the River of Life, including Taman Tasik Titi Wangsa, Taman Botani Perdana, and selected DBKL buildings, Kampung Baru, Chowkit, as well as Bukit Bintang.
The biggest kiosk, measuring 2 metres in height and 1.8 metre in length, was put up in Taman Tasik Titi Wangsa. So if you're interested to donate your books or contribute to the project in any way, reach out to DBKL.
Yep.
Now, moving on to Bursa shares in Parkson and Holdings Berhad, we're gaining a lot of ground today. What's happening there?
So the counter rose over 115% at noon, which is its biggest move since the company's IPO in 1993. So Bloomberg data shows trading volume was more than 400 times the average. The company, however, has not made any major corporate announcements. In the financial year ended in June 30th, Parkson's net loss rose to about 427.3 million ringgit. So at the close today, over 1.1 billion shares were traded on the counter, which rose 100% to 19 sen.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. And with that, again, if you'd like to contribute to DBKL's initiative, you can reach out directly to them. In the meantime, you can let us know, you know, what can the government do to address public initiatives like this, especially when there's lots of funds being funded. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.